Okay, hello everyone. It's Andrew Hamilton here from Zappable HQ. Today I've got a great case study. I'm going to be interviewing Daryl Montagnier. Is that how you pronounce it, Daryl? Let's get straight in. Daryl, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe?
Well, good morning, Andrew. I appreciate you having me here today. I would love to talk about who I am. First of all, my name is Daryl Montagnier. I work with Oura Marketing. We are a digital marketing and advertising firm. Our primary goal is to provide digital marketing solutions for small businesses. We focus on three major goals. The first one is that we help to expand the market for our clients, increase their revenue, and help them acquire new customers. We've been in business for a little bit over 10 years now. There are probably five people inside the organization. We primarily work with small businesses. One of the things that we like most about the product that we're doing with Zappable right now is that it has allowed us to expand a part of our business into a new piece of technology. So that's a little bit about who we are and what it is that we do.
Fantastic. Sounds great. And where about you based, Daryl?
Say that again?
Sorry, where about you based?
We are based out of the United States. I am in Philadelphia. The rest of our team is in Virginia. So we work out of two satellite offices. We've just established an office out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. So we're in the U.S. We are operating out of three states right now.
Excellent. Good stuff. Sounds great. Okay, well, let's cut straight to the chase. So with regards to Zappable, how many apps have you actually created and successfully sold so far?
So far, we've created, and it's interesting that you asked that question. So far, we've sold roughly about 10 apps, 15 apps right now. We sold about 15. And there are more in production, which is interesting. That's a very interesting question. So we sold about 15. We have a very aggressive goal with the Zappable model because it fits in our model very well. So we're on target of probably about doing 10 to 15 apps a month now. So it's very interesting that you asked that question. So how many have actually completed right now? Around 10. But you have to also remember that we just started this product a little over a month and a half ago.
Oh, nice. Nice. Good going. That's really impressive. So you've sold 10 to date, or you've just built them up?
We've sold 10 apps.
Nice, nice.
Utilizing this model.
Sweet.
It's interesting because just on yesterday, I brought on two more clients on yesterday.
Fantastic.
So this is excellent.
Great work. Well, so with regards to those apps that you've sold, then what sort of niches have you been dealing with to date? Or niches?
Okay, so we deal in a variety of niches. We primarily deal in the healthcare market, looking at home healthcare as one of the markets that we dabble inside of. And then we do contractor services. In addition to that, the last market that we deal in is what we call community-based apps that work inside of like chambers of commerce. There's a conglomerate of businesses inside of there who may need, pardon me for a minute, who may need to build a directory for their organization. Mm-hmm. So we sell that as an enterprise app to them. We build out the directory through Zappable. It's an ingenious way to sell this market.
Yeah.
Absolutely ingenious way to sell it.
Fantastic. Sounds great. Oh, good stuff. And so when you were getting your clients or your customers, how did you approach them? Did they approach you? How does it happen, tend to work for you?
We a little of both. There are some clients who may call us up as a referral from another client, but we do aggressive cold calling as well.
Oh, right.
So because we understand that this market, although it's been around for a while, is still fairly new for the small business owner. Mm-hmm. So they don't really understand how valuable it is to their business in terms of constant communication with their clients or utilizing it as a marketing tool.
Uh-huh.
So when we make cold calls to clients, like we get on the phone and we probably pound out anywhere between 50 to 100 calls a day,
right,
to get out and to talk with individuals about why is an app good for your business. So we do it two ways. There's some who come to us as referrals, and there's others that come to us because we actually do a cold call.
Fantastic. That's great. And so do you have, I presume you have employees who specifically do that role, do you? Just the cold
call? Yes, we have sales professionals to whom we partner with, and we provide them with a wonderful compensation package that allows them to build their business on top of our business So the ball game they co-call for us.
Nice. Very good. I love it. Excellent. Okay. So a lot of referrals, a lot of cold calling. Is there any other sort of marketing activities and stuff that you'd specialize in?
We do a lot of internet marketing, whether it be through social marketing. We do some branded retargeting marketing.
Oh, cool.
We do some competitive marketing. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things on the internet. We do direct mail. And we do street team marketing as well.
Right.
So because we like this platform so much, we put the resources inside of it to expand it. Uh-huh. So there, we don't use just one marketing tool. We do an entire marketing mix to make certain that we're going to get the brand development we want. Uh-huh. And utilize the service.
Impressive stuff. That's great. And so is there anything, you obviously have your own website and stuff, no doubt.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you find that a lot of customers get in touch with you through that? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of customers do get to us through our web marketing, through our website. Because we do an autoresponder campaign with a newsletter attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do get customers coming in through that door. Not as many as we like. We like to increase that a little, but we do get them to come in through that avenue.
Cool. Good stuff. On social media then, presume you...
Yes, we use Facebook, we use Twitter, we use Instagram. It's interesting that you said it because with that Instagram marketing tool, what we do is that we brand it through motivational messages.
Right.
We brand the motivational messages by utilizing the app as the photograph background.
Uh-huh.
Talk about push notifications, which is very, very interesting. We launched a campaign called the Grindr campaign.
Right.
The Grindr is really this talking application, this mobile app that says be a Grindr, and it talks about how the app communicates more effectively with you, allows you to grind your business better. It's extremely successful so far.
Fantastic. No, really impressive stuff, Daryl. Excellent. Okay then, well on to the juicy stuff. So how do you price your app specifically? Do you have a set price sort of format or structure, or would you tend to tailor it for your customer specifically? Or?
Well, depending upon what type of customer we're dealing with, some of the customers that come inside of our niche market, we give them a certain price tool for them to work inside of. So mm-hmm. Here's the cost of the production, here's the cost of the app, so we have a price model for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do a customized solution for what we may call our enterprise customers. So that may be the people that we're talking with, or our clients that we speak with inside of our chambers of commerce and places like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, we give them a more customized solution because on the back end of that, there's a lot of more work that has to get done in terms of developing that app. Uh-huh. So on one model, we may price, I'll give you a standard price. Our standard pricing for an app is at $1,500.
Okay.
$1,500 US. And with that $1,500, we'll put you in both the Apple Store and we'll put you inside the Play Store, the Google Play Store.
Awesome.
Okay. Then there's other clients that will price it a little higher than that because there's a little bit more development that goes into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And then what about monthly costs and stuff as well?
Yes, we have monthly update program costs.
Okay.
And they range anywhere from $9.95 a month to $44.95 a month.
Right.
And depending upon the plan that they choose, mm-hmm. They get to have anywhere between, from us doing the work for them, they get to end up doing anywhere between 5 updates a month, and ranges all the way up to 15 updates a month, depending upon how they do it. I will say this, though. One of the value-added things about Zappable is that it allows the app to automatically update, and we don't have to resubmit over to the Apple Store.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely love that.
That's good. That's really good. Excellent. Okay, well, that sort of comes on nicely to the next question, and that was, so how do you find Zappable as a product, and is there anything in particular that you like? So maybe we'll count that as the first one, but is there anything else that stands out?
No, when we began looking at companies for our app side of the business, we went through maybe 3 or 4 of them a few times. What we like most about the Zappable platform is the Zappable platform allows you to do exactly what it says it's going to do, build an app.
Mm-hmm.
You're not building a website, you're not building web pages, you're literally just building an app. You're keeping it short and simple because that's where the app ought to be. It should be an informative way for you to reach out, for your clients to be able to reach out to their customers to be able to get something that's not attached already to their website. Now, we like that because it's easy, it's an easy drag and drop system. You just click on it, it's there, and then you just go in and customize it the way that you want to customize it. So that's one of the features we like about it, the ease of use with it. The second thing that we love about the Zappable platform, which is going to kind of probably ask me this question later, is that anytime we come up with a problem that we may have, the support has been there.
Good.
The support is great with the Zappable. So another feature that we like is that it has a gamut of resources inside of the app itself in terms of if we need to change an icon, it's there. If we need to begin to manage this, manage the apps based upon what the app is through easy drop-down menus. Like if we're working on A company, then B company, we can choose it through the drop-down.
Yes.
And then it segments out for us the photo and the imagery for each one of those. We love that feature.
Brilliant.
We didn't find that feature in other development tools that we were using. So there's I can go on and on about some of the wonderful things that Zappable has in the platform that other companies don't have.
Excellent.
So those are the three main things there.
Brilliant. And did you try many other competitive app builders?
We did try some competitors. In addition to, we tried doing it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when we decided that was just way too much work.
Yeah.
So it was much easier to find somebody else who did it and did it well.
Mm-hmm.
Then just kind of piggyback off of what they're providing. And Zappable did that. So even when we looked at some of the other competitors out there, I'm not going to mention any names.
Yeah, no.
What we didn't like was it wasn't as much of a WYSIWYG as the Zappable program is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we needed, because as we bring in additional persons to build on the Zappable platform for us,
mm-hmm.
we need to give them the ability to go in and say, hey, John, we need you to build this for this company. He can easily go in and develop it, and it takes no time at all for him to get it done, as long as we have content ready for him.
Sure, yeah. That's good. Excellent. That's really positive. And okay, we sort of mentioned support. Have you had much of a chance to, well, have you support a fair bit? Have you been in the online community at all?
I have been inside the online community. Mm-hmm. I've gone in and I've gone through the knowledge basis, training basis.
Yeah.
That's not where I am most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot more new business development. But the times that I have gone in there, I've kind of looked at some of the questions that's going on in there, and it's been able to answer some of the questions that we may have doing our team meetings.
Great.
So the support system is phenomenal. The knowledge base is great. What I do like is the ability is the videos that are included inside of the knowledge base. So if there's something that you need an answer to, most of the time you can find it in a video tutorial.
Okay.
And that's awesome.
Perfect. That's great. Excellent. Okay, then we've kind of whizzed through this. There is the big question at the very end, though, that we all really want to hear. Is if you could give one piece of advice to someone who's just starting out in Zappable, looking to build and sell their own apps, what do you think that would be?
Here's what I would say to that individual. First, understand the market in which you want to sell inside. That is key. Because what you don't want to do is be all over the board, especially if you're not a large operation. You know, we are five members, but then we're five members with a 15-man sales team,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we're able to expand a little bit more differently and go into different niches. However, if you're a one-man shop or a three- or two-man shop, I say identify the niches that you want to get inside of, understand that market, find out what some of the key elements that are needed for the market, and then sell into that market, and then be extremely aggressive with it. The other thing that I would say is learn as much as you can about this platform. There are tons of tricks inside of here that if you don't get used to it, then you're going to miss out on some of the things which are going to make you more valuable as an expert when you're going out there, you're going to be talking to your client.
Uh-huh.
And that is key. When you're sitting down in front of your client and you're selling apps, they want to know that you know what you're talking about. Because
uh-huh.
For them, this is new technology.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's great. Darryl, some real golden nuggets in there. And I think you've clearly set up a great business. It's fantastic. It's lovely to hear this. Really impressed. So, yeah, well, we won't keep you any longer. Thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate that.
We appreciate you, Andrew, for allowing us to come. We do appreciate it.
Nah, that's good. Thanks a lot now, Darryl. All the best.
All right.